Let's talk about Miss Detra, D-E-T-R-R-A, Galloway, G-A-L-L-O-W-A-Y. Miss Galloway is a 69-year-old woman, black woman, with type 2 diabetes, chronic renal disease, osteoarthritis, hypertension, chronic renal disease stage 3, HF, little r, EF, history of pulmonary embolism times 2, DVT, history of DVT, status post IVC filter on Eliquis with history of anemia, protein S deficiency, mineral bone disease, basal cell carcinoma of the nose, status post resection 2021. She ambulates with a walker. She's rather obese. Patient currently is on insulin, Eliquis, folic acid, iron tablets, eye drops, Singulair, aspirin, Seroquel, period. Also on Advair, Flonase, Duonep, Novolog, Flexpen, Cozar, and Cozar 100 milligram, Aldactone 25 milligram. Period. Patient surgical history includes C-section, foot surgery, history of diabetes, breast surgery, vascular surgery. Family history is positive for diabetes, cancer, kidney disease, hypertension, clotting disorder, arthritis, heart problems, diabetes again, into sisters, kidney disease, and colon cancer. Period. Patient records from the Harris Health indicates that patient was seen recently with history of uncontrolled diabetes, history of neuropathy, severe, history of chronic renal insufficiency. Patient's insulin subsequently was increased and was told that she has a stage 4 kidney disease and maybe a dialysis candidate very soon. The patient's GFR is less than 30, creatinine is 2, BUN is 26, with a potassium of 4.1.
It's regular school.
Patient's social lives with a family member in a house. She's in desperate need of provider services, and the family member has asked hospice and palliative care to get involved in her care because of her weakness. She also wears a diaper and is having a hard time getting to the bathroom, period. Let's see. Patient's social. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink alcohol. Blood pressure 171 over 82. Pulse is 185. Respiration is 18/2, 100%. Heart positive 1, positive 2, with ectopic lungs, few bronchi and rouse, abdomen obese. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows trace edema, or plus 1 edema. Bilaterally, positive bruise noted in the end around the aorta and the carotids bilaterally. Patient states that her lower extremity is more swollen than before. The patient has had swelling because of her DVT in the past, of course. Recent H&H was reported at 9 and 29 related to her renal insufficiency, most likely. Period. Recent evaluation of her lower extremity showed no significant change in the subacute chronic appearing DVT extending from the right common femoral to the right popliteal vein. Oh, by the way, Detra is D-E-T-R-A, not two T's. Let's see. Assessment number one, history of congestive heart failure. Number two, controlled with aldactone and losartan. Preload reducer. Next one is diabetes. Next one is diabetic neuropathy. Next one is chronic DVT. Next one is obesity. Next one is diabetic neuropathy causing pain. Next one is HLD. Next one is osteoarthritis. Next one is hypertension. Blood pressure is elevated now. Next one is status post PE times 2. Next one is status post IVC filter placement. Next one is protein S deficiency. Next one is high risk of developing PE. Next one is history of pneumonia in 2024. Next one is O2-SAT stable. Next number is patients still contemplating whether or not to get on dialysis or not. Next number, patient meets the criteria for chronic, very chronically ill patient. If she chooses not to proceed with hemodialysis with a GFR of less than 30 at this time, she might be a candidate for hospice and palliative care. Findings will be shared at home. Well, findings will be shared with hospice medical director, period. Overall prognosis, nevertheless, remains very grave. Thank you.